Phone hacks.
Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Sir Mix-a-Lot to my Tupac.
Ah, oh, yes.
Nick Capper.
I like big butts in a can, I like. I was going to do that with a lot more gusto and integrity and then realize we got cameras now.
You got to look down the barrel.
You're going to do down the barrel and do at least all the way up through the chorus, you know, like verse.
Yeah, just do like, I like big butts in a can, I like. You other brothers can't deny.
Like Gilbert Gottfried.
Mix-a-Lot
to me. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
The discomfort of Gilbert Gottfried, certainly.
You know, if we say anything bad or and it's on camera, we'll end up like Shane Gillis, only we won't get on the project.
So he got canceled.
Actually, you squint a bit when you laugh, so I'd keep an eye on that.
He got canceled and went on Joe Rogan. We get canceled and like, what? We're going to be on...
We end up on Taco's podcast.
I was going to say, sadly, this is my Joe Rogan. It's about as high as I go.
We end up on Dum Dum.
No, even they won't have us, you know? Ever since you did Asian Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Rot.
The man.
I didn't have the balls to do it.
Now we're canceled.
We're done.
You're brown. You can do that.
Does brown give you the right?
Well, given what's happening in the world now, you're browner.
True. I'm embracing the brown side. Is that what you're saying?
Well, as in just like that, you know, with the war and everything, you're an oppressed minority. More so.
Oh. See, I was thinking about this, and I tried it last night at Crab Lab. I said, my mom's a small brown Sri Lankan lady. You know, there's some Muslim background there. My dad's a big Jew. So I'm actually what peace in the Middle East looks like, right?
Yes. I actually forgot that you were Sri Lankan. I was just thinking Jew.
Okay. But I mixed in the Sri Lankan thing.
Yeah, the Sri Lankan thing as well.
And then so that kind of got a laugh. And then I was like, so maybe conflict is good. And then that got a big groan. And
I think a lot of people have done this type of bit, which is why I haven't done it. And I think, you know, it's also a bit on the nose, but my wife and I got stuck in a protest on the weekend, like a Palestinian-Lebanon
Free
protest.
Palestine.
And but it kept, like, I've kept out of the politics, and we've started reading up about it.
Yeah.
Like, now we're kind of looking into it, but... I mean, every time we go to a road, it'd be blocked off by the protest. Then we go to another one and the protest was just getting there. And then I needed to get home to get changed for the birthday party. And I was like, we need to do something about this. But I was trying to think of some like kind of rich white guy thing that I had to get back to.
Yeah,
like the AFL was on TV and I was trying to get home.
I like that that's your reference because I think the AFL is a rich white guy thing, isn't it?
You had to get to the members club at the Richmond game or something.
Or the horse racing maybe.
It was the birdcage, which is like the ritzy.
Next to Flinders Street Station.
The Birdcage is like at the Melbourne Cup. It's all the turbo rich people like.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten to the Birdcage yet. The Channel 9 thing. I thought they would have. I thought you.
I don't know.
Let's get into the cup.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. I say up to the cup.
Giddy
up to the cup.
Giddy up to the cup.
Dude, there's your clip right there.
I like it. There's two mates of ours that are on social media a lot and stuff and funny guys.
Yeah.
What are you? You're about to say something bad about them because you just said that they're funny.
Well, I'm not going to say their names because they went to the Melbourne Cup one year. Uh-huh. Not one post about it. Not one photo.
And
just told me later. I went. I got free tickets, so I went along. Fucking great day, free drinks, or whatever. Well, not one post.
Yeah.
Not one little story.
Yeah.
Not even of the beer.
Yeah. Dude, you got to spill the tea on that one off air. That's sick.
Oh, yeah.
I would go to the Melbourne Cup if I got free tickets. Are you crazy?
Oh,
dude. That'd be so sick.
Dude, get into the Birdcage and then just rack up with some like fucking influencers. Yeah. Dude,
oh, man.
Sounds perfect, bro.
100%. Yeah. Who's the Richard Kings? No, not Richard Kings, but what's his name? Fucking the entertainment reporter of Channel 9.
The fucking cool one on Breakfast TV.
Richard Wilkins. You're just racking up with Richard Wilkins in his fucking white pants.
I was thinking
like a velvet robe.
Carl Stefanovic.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be there, bro. He'd be there.
Carl would party, I reckon.
Oh, no. 100% he does.
That's like his whole brand. Yeah.
This is only the second of the film, the Epps in the new studio, so thanks for being here. We never even introduced Taco properly because there's people that'll be listening, but it's Aiden Taco Jones is back. And you don't even really go by Taco anymore.
No, but it's to my friends, you know, totally. Yeah. I like Taco.
It was great, man. Last night we did Catfish comedy together.
Yes.
And I don't know, am I allowed to tell the story that you told on stage?
Man, I want to tell it. That was the story that I was coming with. Oh, that's right, I forgot that you were there. Yeah. I got to tell Mike the story.
Yeah,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin your joke.
Oh, no, that's okay. But I want to tell it, though. You're not telling it.
No. But the thing I really liked about it...
Capper will butcher it. Yeah. He'll be like, Taco was at this party and Richard Kingsmill was there.
Dude, I will double it funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make it way better than Taco, you know? No. But the thing I liked about it is, as you'll find out, it's a hard story to talk about. And I just liked it that you took it on stage and you were just like, I don't know how this is funny or whatever, but I just have to tell a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because I've had so many stories like that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So here's the story. I work at Man With A Van and you work with a different guy every day, so you just hear all these stories. This guy told me, and it's important that this isn't my story.
Yeah.
This guy told me a couple of his mates from like New South Wales, they're at the footy at like the MCG or whatever. And they're drinking, they're in their 20s, and they find a wheelchair, like an abandoned wheelchair.
Yeah.
And one of the guys is like, what if I just get in the wheelchair and pretend to have a disability and we go in the members and we just like get a bunch of free drinks?
Yeah.
Right? You should see, or you can see the face that Mike's making.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go in and they do it and like, you know, an hour and then they leave and they're like, that was pretty fucked, but like whatever, you know, it's done. And they ditch the chair. And then a few days later, the guy who was in the wheelchair pretending to have a disability gets a call from the police because the wheelchair belonged to a guy he finds out who has MS.
Uh-huh.
So he can, he's ambulance, so he can be in the chair and then he can walk a bit and then he comes back to the chair.
Yeah.
And the chair was gone.
Yeah.
And the police checked the footage and they saw who it was and they figured out who this guy was and they called him and they said, look, this MS guy, we asked him if he wants to press charges. He said, I don't want to press charges.
Yeah.
I just want to meet these guys who stole my chair.
Oh.
Yeah. So these three guys are just like,
I've heard of carjackings before, but fucking chairjackings.
I've Googled how many, I tried to find stats on like how many wheelchairs are stolen every year, but I couldn't find anyway.
Funny, you know that urban myth that in South Africa, they have the flames that come outside of the car when you get carjacked.
Yeah.
Just got them on a wheelchair. Like when people try to carjack you. Apparently in South Africa, they had these flamethrowers on the side of a car.
Oh, really?
So it's like Mad Max.
Yeah.
So you want the flames on the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Flames on the wheelchair.
So, these three guys, they're just like, man, we fucked up. This is bad. Like, we just got to get this guy dinner and drinks and just apologize for the whole night and be like, we're sorry. Fucked up.
I just want to butt in and just like figure out some of the details here.
Yeah, sure.
As you tell the story, three guys.
Yeah, sorry, it's three guys. The way it was told to me, it's three guys and one of the guys who's telling me.
Yeah.
The guy who's telling me, it's his mate who was the guy in the wheelchair.
I know. But what I love is that, okay, so three guys to get into like an exclusive area, all right?
Uh-huh.
Surely you just get the carer and the guy in the chair. What's the third guy?
The third guy.
Yeah. How is he getting in? Is he on the lap?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he had one handle.
Yeah.
One handle each. Or maybe it's like we need two guys to carry him to the toilet or something.
Also, you'd never argue with a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like, you don't say, hey,
Who's the third guy?
The pusher can come, but not... Not your mate.
You'd say, what, the mate gets a free pass just for being around? Yeah, yeah.
Security guards aren't Mike Goldstein.
Security guards are bigger cunts than me, dude. Are you kidding? Like, of course they are. But I just love that there's one, the three dudes.
Yeah, there's a third guy who's just like, me too, man.
Yeah.
I'm also. Yeah.
I'm here, a part of this. So, okay. So, anyways.
So they go take the guy out and they're just like, you know, man, we're so sorry. We're just fucking idiots. And we thought it would be funny and we didn't think and it's whatever. And the wheelchair guy goes, look, before my diagnosis, I was a bit of a fuckhead and like I probably would have done something like this. Like I get it.
Yeah.
And I can see how you would have thought that this was funny. And I just wanted to meet you and check the kind of guys that you are. And I can see you're good guys. So thank you for the dinner and drinks. And you're all forgiven. We're all good.
Yeah.
And they leave and they're just like, holy fuck, how have we
They leave in his chair. This?
And 2 weeks later, the guy who was pretending to in the wheelchair gets out of bed and his legs give way because the doctor diagnosed with MS.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's the biggest karma story I've ever heard about.
Brutal,
in my life.
Hey?
Yeah. Right. Well, it's like the other MS guy, like, put a hex on him or something.
That's it, right? Like, if he was like, that's how you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Is you give it to someone. You're like, whose wheelchair did you steal 10 years ago?
Yeah. It's like the horror movie It Follows, right? Like, pass it on
to
someone else, right?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's the only way you can lift the curse. Insane story.
Look, it might not even be true.
Well, that's it, right?
But I love it that it exists.
It exists.
Yeah.
And it speaks to something in, like, because it's not... I was telling it at a party. This is like a month ago this story was told to me, and I've told it to fucking everyone.
Yeah.
And I was at a party, and I got stitched up so hard. I told it to Schuster Rocked Up with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And I was telling the story to Huey, and they all gathered around and listened. And then this one girl was like, that's fucking awesome, and called her friend over and was like, oi, you got to hear this story.
Yeah.
I tell the story to the friend, and as soon as I say MS, the friend is like, oh, I hate that. Like, I don't find that funny. And then I get to the end and she's like, I still hate it. And the friend who told her to listen, she's gone now.
Yeah.
So I'm just in the weeds with this chick trying to be like, it's not funny, but like it is. And she goes, I don't think anyone deserves to get MS. And I was like, no, me either.
Yeah.
One deserves it.
No one deserves it.
It's like you're not laughing at anybody.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, the coincidence.
Well, it's just structurally, the story is sound and it's a perfect arc of karma and comeuppance, you know, and like coming back. And then if it was self-perpetuating that someone then steals his wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he fucking, then that dude, you know what I mean?
It's like a big humbling. Yeah. It's like a huge moment of humbling in life.
Yeah.
And this is what I fucking hate about people, right? And this is what I hate about myself, right? Because you're stuck here with this girl and you're telling her this story and she's like, I hate it. I still hate the story. And you're digging yourself out of this hole for nothing, for a stranger you just met who is like obviously a fucking terrible person at a party. And then you walk away and he should have just gone, man, it's a made-up story. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking have a drink, you moron.
I
find myself in that. I'm backed in the corner defending something, and I'm
this
like, why am I defending like, this made-up story to a stranger?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't think it's made up, though. I reckon it's true. But so the person who told it to me, he told me, because I was like full of questions. I was like, do you talk to the guy? And he was like, I've called him like in the last year. He lives in Bali now because the warm weather's better like the joints of that disease.
Yeah.
And he was just like, he's very philosophical about the whole thing. It's going to kill him eventually. So he's just like single, just fucking his way around Bali until he dies. Like that's his plan, right?
Yeah.
And, but I went to message the guy who told me because I've told it on stage a couple times now and I wanted to be like, hey, can I have the connect to your friend and just to talk to him?
Yeah.
And he's not on social media and I had him on TikTok and he disappeared off TikTok.
What?
So now I've got to get his phone number from the registry where I work at to call him to be, because I got to confirm, like, I feel like I'm pulling this thread.
Why do you have to confirm? I mean, I don't know.
I just feel like I want to follow it, chase it because I can't get off it, man.
The best thing is if the thing is if the original guy with MS then happens to run into the new guy with MS and he's in a wheelchair and he's like, he's learned nothing, right? You know? He's like, he's fucking doing it again.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. And then he's the boy who cried MS.
Oh,
right?
Man, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Man. Dude, that's a great angle.
Yeah. It's like a super dark Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
You know? Yeah. Oh, man, the boy who cried MS is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, so, man, so good to have you back. One of our favorite guests. We're obviously doing the recording now. We just had Rohan. I always fuck it up.
Yeah.
Rohan Ganju.
Rojo.
When you hear a good story and you tell it on stage, I was recently on Dum Dum and they told me about, they reminded me of this bit I used to tell, but it wasn't my story, that there was this guy who did comedy and he quit. He became like this millionaire entrepreneur guy. Sick. But he told me a story once and I loved it.
Yeah.
And it was like he was once in Sydney and he went home with this girl and they were, you know, having sex and she was like bent over and leaning against the window, right? And the window went out onto the street and he was like behind her. And then he said that Matt Newton walked past, like Bert Newton's son.
Okay.
It was like 4 a.m. and he's like having sex with her. And then he just had to stop and say, "Was that Matt Newton?" And she goes, "Yeah, I think it was."
Yeah.
And it just kept going.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be like an Eric Clapton thing, like the window gave way and she fell to it.
Yeah. No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that. Just saw a famous guy.
Yeah. It was it was a good bit of mine for ages because I just said it happened to me where it didn't. Yeah. And then I messaged a guy and I'm like, "Hey, man, you know you've quit comedy now and stuff. Can I use that story about Matt Newton?" No reply. Left me on red.
Really?
Oh, that's a yes. Angry.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But silence is a yes.
Silence is absolutely a yes.
Yeah. I mean, don't. Don't fucking apply that to everything.
We're on video. We're on video, Michael.
In that specific context, it is. Yeah. So Ganju was on the. Jesus. Quick little break from today's episode to talk about a product we know and love. Everything from Manscaped over at manscaped.com. Get the handyman, get the bush trimmer. Just make sure you're all clean and nice for your significant other. Cap, you're using it all the time.
Look, I tell a lie. I didn't use it for like a year. Yeah. And I was rocking a huge bush.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got fitter and everything like that. And I thought, you know what? I saw it with the cobwebs on it. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Felt great. Plus, they have this little nose hair thing. Like, I'm over 40. I've started getting nose hairs.
Yeah.
Which is brutal, man. Sometimes I go to a party or something, I come back and I'm like, I had a nose hair the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I got the trimmer thing and it rules.
Dude, the trimming thing works. Manscaped, trusted by more than 9 million men worldwide for their trimmers, hygiene, and shower formulations.
I've used the shower gel stuff. It's great.
Yeah, it's all great. Get across it. The Handyman is the new product that delivers a quick, close shave with a unique dual blade system. Get on manscaped.com and you get 20% off and free delivery if you use the promo code PHONEHACKS20.
Yeah, and people love a hairy chest, but a hairy dick bush it's very divisive.
Dick bush city limits.
They call it dick bush.
Get into it. Get over to manscaped.com and use the promo code PHONEHACKS20.
Oof, that's a great deal.
Ganger was on the Jesus. Ganju was on the past episode. I paid for an Uber to send him home, but I didn't tell you guys this, that I looked at the Uber app, and Uber charges, you know, a lot these days.
Yeah.
And then I saw what they were charging, and then I was like, Ganju's not worth this. So I went over to Didi and got him the shit.
Oh, you got him the Didi.
And we'll see if he, like, we discussed it on the past episode, Ganju can, you know, be himself in public to a way that...
He could drive DD.
He could drive a DD. But, you know, that it could be interesting to see if my rating goes down after getting used to the DD for a while. But.
Do you reckon he'll be... I'd be more interested to know if he can tell if it gets there and he's just like, what's this fucking DD stink, you know?
If, oh, Ganju.
Yeah, yeah, if Ganju's just like, I don't know, man. Because I don't think this is an Uber.
But Ganju was smelling a bit ripe, though.
Is
so, like,
oh, was he?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll cancel each other out.
Yeah, but. Okay, yeah. Yeah, a DD car for a DD man. He's a DD level guy.
Is DD still going? I didn't know.
It's still going.
It's cheaper?
It's usually cheaper. Really? It's about 10 bucks?
Yeah.
Fuck, all right, I'm back on.
Yeah.
I'm back on the DD.
Yeah, well, you'll be getting charged for two Ubers today, mate.
Yeah. Man, I was in New Zealand, right? I didn't know this, that you don't get taxis in New Zealand.
What?
Like, I didn't have much time to call an Uber. I thought, it might be a while before it gets here. Walked down to the bottom of my hotel. There's a taxi driver out the front.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. And he's there with a bunch of mates. I jump in there. I'm like, I only got to go, you know, 5Ks up the road. It'll be fine.
Mm.
And the dude's like quite liberal about slapping on the meter. Like he slapped on the meter like a minute in.
Oh.
I was like, oh, this guy's a good guy. His fucking car was disgusting. Yeah. And it smelt like fart. Like the farts in share cars today are fucking brutal.
Because
I got one from the airport on the other day and it was brutal.
Are you really saying they're more brutal than they were in the past?
Yeah, like I feel like it's like a real rank fart. Now, I don't know.
What's changed?
I don't know.
The diet is changing.
Must be fucking Monster Energy drinks or some shit.
Yeah.
Putting heaps of stuff in them. I don't know. Vaping.
Vape farts, you reckon?
Yeah, anyway, it's terrible. And this fucking Uber, this taxi fucking stunk so bad.
Yeah.
And we're going 10Ks up the road and then, or 5Ks, and I look at the meter and all of a sudden it's 25 bucks.
Sick.
And then we get to the place, I reckon it would have been 10-minute ride, maybe 15 at the most.
Yeah,
$57.
What?
Damn.
And I'm like, dude, I'm not paying 50. That's $5.70, right?
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's $57. He's like, nope, sorry. And I'm like, man, seriously, $57.
Yeah.
And he goes, yep. And then, like a fucking moron, like I've just paid it and stormed off angrily.
Right.
But then to rub salt in the wound more, I call an Uber. The most beautiful Tesla picks me up.
Yeah.
And it costs $8.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
I got staunched so bad.
Why was the cab so crazy? That's just what it is out there.
But it's a New Zealand thing. They're like, don't catch a cab in Auckland. They fully rip you off.
Oh, right. Wow.
I didn't know it.
Man, I remember when Uber first came out and I was like so angry at cabs because cabs used to be fucking dicks. They're way better now.
Oh, it's the better option.
But now, like, I remember being like 22 and working at in Collingwood and living in Richmond, and it's like a $16 cab.
Yeah.
And finishing at work at this bar at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and I could not get a cab because you tell them where you're going and they just drive off. Not enough. I remember one time, and it's like, you know, I need to get home, man. And I just feel like I've just worked for like 10 hours. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I remember one guy. He wound the window down and he's like, where are you going? And I was like, Richmond. And he went to leave and I grabbed onto the window and he started rolling the window up and I pulled my legs up as he was driving off. No. I was like, take me fucking home, you can. So, yeah, when Uber came out and started fucking with cabs, I was like, fuck yeah, man.
Oh,
fuck
man. When they used to do the drive off, fuck that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the best story, and I've never told this on here, that when I was in New York with my partner last year, we were getting an Uber, trying to get from Manhattan back to Queens, and the Uber gets in a wreck, like just a fender bender with the car in front of us. They both pull over to the side of the road. Both guys get out of the car, our Uber driver and the other dude, and they start wrestling on the bonnet of our car, of the Uber, right? And they're just wrestling, and they're like big men, you know? Like, it's some big, fat Italian dude, and then our Uber driver. They're just like this, like, out of breath, just like pushing. We're just watching from the back seat. And I swear to God, my partner can vouch, like, they take a break. The guy comes back, and he's like, you're going to have to get another Uber. And then they just go straight back to wrestling.
He's like sweating. Yeah. He rolls up his sleeves. He's like, you're going to have to get another Uber.
That's so sick.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing.
Fuck, actually, I got another cab story. Tell cab stories. I was in Berlin, and me and a friend were getting a cab down, like, the highway or whatever. And the cab driver's pretty chatty dude, nice guy, speaking English. And then at one point, someone cut him off in traffic.
Yeah.
And he just wound the window down and just unloaded the funny. It was just like, "Shame, you are a shame. Shame for you. Shame. You are a shame. Shame for you." Like screaming at this guy. And the cab went silent for like a couple minutes. And then he, like, you could see him like thinking his way through what had just happened. And then he turned around and he just was like, "You guys, I really apologize. I'm so sorry." just profusely apologize.
That from rage to fucking just calm. Like,
man, I'm so sorry about my behavior.
Well, this kind of takes us to, because now we've embraced the visual medium of podcasts. But and I brought it up on the last ep, what we've noticed, the clips that like go viral with podcasts, they're always like rating something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, "Oh, the top five pets," or whatever, you know? And then they're the top five ice creams. Some bullshit like that.
Sick.
Top five ice creams you'd fuck.
Yeah. What would you go with?
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
I'm a diverse guy.
Diverse. Oh, yeah. Nice.
But would you start with strawberry?
Oh, no, I go straight for the brown.
You go the brown down and work your way up. In Neapolitan, what is it? Brown is the butt and white is the pussy and pink is mouth, do you reckon?
No, white is the mouth. For
you
like
reckon white's
teeth.
The mouth, teeth.
Okay.
I was thinking because cum.
Yeah, that's good. No one will ever look at Neapolitan ice cream the same way. All right. But I was thinking for this app, for a clip, we say it's not like a top five or anything. We could go top five. We'll rate our answers. But and it's lifted straight from the Fight Club movie. Sick. If you could fight anyone in the world, living or dead, who would you fight?
No one's going to get this, but Iman Hachidi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain who he is. Yeah, I know who he is.
Iman Hachidi is a comedian.
This is hilarious.
Now I have to explain why I've said this, which is fucked. He has like, him and his sister are the only two people in the world, I believe, with this condition.
Yeah.
Where they're like dwarf, midget, or whatever the word is, but they're all completely, they don't have the big head. Their heads are also
they're
tiny.
Little people, but they're in proportion.
Yeah. So he's just a tiny little man.
He's
and
so
I would
tiny.
Fuck him up.
Okay.
You can get one kick. Game over.
And then this is what's going to happen. You do that, and then, you know, a couple months down the track, you wake up.
I'm the little guy.
You're a little guy. That's that karma coming back to you.
Oh, that's funny.
I know Iman. I've actually driven him to gigs before, and he was in shotgun, and he had the seatbelt over him and standing up in the shotgun seat. So I drove all the way to a gig with Iman standing up in the chair next to me.
He's a fucking funny dude, man. Yeah, he dresses funny. Like Captain Jack Sparrow.
So you'd fight him just because you...
Just because I would win. That's just what it went to. I was just like, who am I going to walk away from completely unscathed?
What though? I reckon a guy like that, there's probably a lot of fight in the dog.
You
know what I mean? It's not the size of the dog, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And there'd be a lot of fight in there.
There's
a lot of demons there, I'd say.
But there's no actual beef. You're good with him.
No, I love him, man. He's cool as fuck.
He'd be a biter.
He would have no nose left. No
nose. I reckon I'd just punt him, man.
It'd be like the Chucky doll. You know what I mean? Like,
right, he just keeps coming.
Maybe
I'll stitch myself up here.
Yeah, I think you have. Yeah.
Who do you got, Cap?
Fuck. I wonder who I'd fight. Who's like not cool that I'd love to just have a go at?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who are you going to commit on video podcasts to saying that you actually want to fight?
That's the corner
you've just painted yourself into.
And it doesn't have to be someone you know personally. This is the whole world.
Say something good, man. ScoMo.
No, I reckon ScoMo might... He might towel me up.
He's a big fat dude.
He's a big fat dude.
I don't know. You know the guy, you know the lead singer from Lifehouse. He's got the song Standing By A Moment. I hate that song.
Okay. Really?
Standing by a moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only one to be with you.
So because of that song, you'd want to bash the singer. That's what you're saying.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Did they also, did they also do We Are Gonna Be Forever You? Is that that? Is yeah, that Lifehouse?
Oh, no, that's a different.
Okay.
Yeah, but then also you got terrible, like that Zack Snyder guy.
Oh, the director of. Yeah.
I actually did 300.
Yeah.
I'll go easy on him.
Okay. He did the Watchmen movie.
Spared the wrath of the cat for another day.
Justice League, Dawn of the Dead's great.
Yeah, actually, no, I'll leave him out of this.
Okay.
Plus, he's got, like, I kind of. Although the guy made a lot of shit movies, I still respect the guy. He's got a whole lot further in life.
If you were going to go douchey directors, surely Brett Ratner or someone or like a Polanski, you take a Sex Pest.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I got a story about Polanski.
Do you?
The Pianist, great movie, though.
Yeah. Oh, he's made some great films. Well, you know.
I was in Paris like at the start of September. With Sam Talent was doing gigs in Paris and like his openers, and I met him and we were hanging out for a couple of nights doing these shows.
Yeah.
And on the last night there were two shows on the Sunday, and between the first and the second show, Sam Talent goes to me, "Oi, are you across this Roman Polanski thing?" And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Roman Polanski's kid was in the first show. He's invited us to a party at the house. You're coming."
Yeah.
And we all went, like 15 of us went to a party at Roman Polanski's house. But it wasn't like you imagine a party at Roman Polanski's house. There's like a fountain and fucking chicks and all whatever. Roman Polanski's kid is 25 years old, and he was just on coke on a Sunday night, went to a comedy show and went, "I'm going to get all the comedians back to my house." Mm-hmm. But he also lives with his dad, Roman Polanski, and the wife, whatever, the French actor. And his mum was like, "You're not having people around the house." So we just had a party in the garage under their house.
Really?
And it was the worst. It was the shittest party I've ever been to. We got down there. There was five like 20-year-old kids high on coke, and someone put decks on like a chair.
Yeah.
And there were like, they Uber Eats beers.
Yeah.
And there was no water because we were in a garage. And it was just, it sucked. But it was like, we're Roman Polanski's house.
Yeah.
I got to go up to the house. It was pretty sick.
Yeah. I mean, he'd still be rich as all hell.
Oh, yeah. It was one street over from the Champs-Élysées. And the there was two funny things happened. One was, I have a bit at the moment where I shaved my head and grew a beard. And the first time my dad saw me with this, he said, "You look Muslim." Mm. And I did that bit that night.
Yeah.
And when I went upstairs, because we were all like, "Let's go upstairs so that we can just see the house." So we kept going to him, "Can you take us upstairs so we can pee?" And one by one, we went up and saw the house. And when he let me into the toilet, he like slapped me on the back like, you know, "I'm your mate." And he goes, "Don't steal anything, you fucking Muslim." So that's Roman Polanski's kid. That's Elvis Polanski. You can Google it. It's fucking legit.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. Awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and there was, I've got like a picture. I do. Sam was pushing him around in a shopping trolley. It was like the most teenage shit. Like there was a shopping trolley down there, and we were like, sick.
I think if it was actual teenagers, Polanski would have let you in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, come up.
Man, that's so great. Like, it's so funny that no matter how rich you are and how powerful you are, your parents still tell you what to do.
Yeah, you're like, still just a fucking dork.
We live in a mansion in France. You're like, "All right, guys, we're relegated to the garage.
Get the fucking
DJ decks on a chair."
Yeah, literally.
It's like an IKEA chair.
Just like one of those plastic red chairs. Like, it sucked, man. I'll show you the photos after. It was so shit.
Yeah. All right, so who I'd fight?
I've
thought about this. There's a guy on TikTok and Instagram Reels who looks identical to Leonardo DiCaprio, but he's like a small, like stout little man, and it just, his face looks like Leo's, right? And he does like TikTok dances under fake DiCaprio, right? Mm. And I want to beat the life out of this man.
Sick. Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's like a tiny little man.
He's tiny.
Yeah,
he's not like Amon tiny.
Yeah,
he's just
yeah.
like a small dude.
Right.
And his stout little body, and then he's just got Leo's face. He just looks like Leo,
awesome.
Right? And he like does dances with other impersonators, like people who look like Wednesday Addams or whatever.
Like his whole thing.
Yeah. And every time I see him, I'm filled with so much rage for some reason.
Right. Why?
That I just want to beat him lifeless.
What do you reckon the rage is? Is he like fun? Like, is he like having fun?
Yeah, he's having fun.
Yeah.
And for some reason, his whole thing, he's just got Leo's face and it's not like...
And he's just parlayed that into a whole...
And it's not young, it's like old, like what Leo looks like now, you know, just starting to sag a little bit and stuff. But his, he just dances and he's fake Leo and like, it might even be deep fake shit. I don't even care.
Oh.
I just, whatever it is, I just fucking just, we just want to lay
into
you've
him. Opened up the floodgates now because I think I'd fight everyone on TikTok.
Well, see, this
every TikTok star, I would fight them.
Yeah,
like they're always just so condescending or whatever when they're telling you a fucking recipe or like it's because it's kind of like, you know, my wife's kind of, she was addicted to TikTok for ages.
Yeah,
and would just watch the worst shit ever.
Yeah,
and I was like, it is ruining your brain.
Yeah,
you're becoming dumber. But now she's kind of found this the algorithms that apply to her, like cooking, travel, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's kind of like actually quite educational.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to know, if you go to a place like, oh, I want to know if this restaurant's good, like, oh, TikTok.
Just go on TikTok and find it.
Yeah.
But also there are so many douchebags on there.
Oh, well, totally.
They're just like, like when you try to get healthy and stuff and you got the meals and just like, it's just got them like skating into the kitchen. You know what I mean? They just slide into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, and they're always contradicting each other. Like,
yeah.
You can eat potatoes and still look like this. And it's just kind of like, this guy said that you eat potatoes and you look like this. But here's a problem with his theory.
Yeah, they're all just arguing with each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those people, I mean, yeah, anyone who has that like sociopathic narcissism online, like, you know, I keep posting reels of this one guy that'll like do the thing where you're pointing and text shows up and it's like, I'm 47, father of two. Super sexual or something,
yeah,
right?
But he's like, still get pussy.
Yeah. And he's so confident and it's earnest, right? He's not making fun of this style of person. Like, this is a legit dad who's, you know, pushing 50 that fucking makes these clips. And then, like, you look at the comments and everyone's like, I will murder this man. Like, it's all this dude. And it's like, yeah, of course, in that avenue. But I mean, interesting.
No, I mean, no, I wouldn't fight him because that's like that's like beating up a disabled person. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you just see people and they're like that far gone. You're like, I'm absolutely not throwing any insults your way.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
or also because it feels like that kind of person. I wonder. I mean, I haven't seen the videos, but like whether he knows what he's doing because there's a certain kind of online business model where you just goad the internet into hating you, and you can monetize that.
Well, that's what Logan Paul did.
Yeah. Or like Lewis Spears is really good at that.
Just
makes people angry and then makes fun of them for getting angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this guy did it accidentally. I don't think he's that savvy.
Yeah. Okay.
Dirty Mind was so good. The one where he goes, Dirty Mind.
Oh, Dirty Mind. Yeah, that one was.
He points down.
Yeah, he's like doing that one. It's like Dirty Mind. And then all the sucks.
Oh, man.
And he's like 47. He's wearing like basketball shorts and a singlet and stuff.
Yeah.
He's
just like, oh, dude.
That's so he's married with kids. But he's like, is divorced. He trying to get laid?
He's divorced. Yeah.
King.
That's so gonna be me. I'm gonna be divorced on TikTok.
All right, so that's the people we'd fight. We want the clips.
People we'd fight.
Trying to get the clips, man.
Yeah, dude,
I love that video. I need to go viral. I gotta go viral.
Yeah,
it's that.
Yeah,
in podcast,
gotta go viral. You know, the MS story. Too long for a clip.
Yeah, way too long for a clip. That's me, man. I'm fucking a storytelling cunt sitting on the fucking stool.
That's a YouTube clip, though, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, TikTok does 6-minute ones now.
Yeah, TikTok does long ones.
Oh, right. Well, okay, you're back in, brother.
Yes, man.
Well, shit, we never even said the premise of the pod because we are kind of fast and loose with it these days. The concept in the past was a spinning wheel. We'd swap phones, spinning wheel would decide whether we would go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. No one has draft tweets anymore, so that's either Facebook memories or the explore page on Instagram, which is just a minefield of tits, really.
Let's be honest.
Dude, I went on a couple dates with a girl a few weeks ago, and she said that, like, a fun game. She was like, isn't this a fun game? We go through each other's social media, like reels, to see what the algorithm is like. No. Yeah. And I was like, oh, but I know if I'm looking at tits, I'm on TikTok.
Yeah.
And if I'm just normally, I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I pulled up my Instagram and it was all reels of like just like construction things or like football stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh yeah, that's funny. And in my head, I was like, thank God. Oh my God, we missed the tits. Because all the tits is on TikTok, man.
Oh shit. See, I got tits on Reels, and then my TikTok is more like conspiracy theory. They think I love that shit. Because you look at the comments on like one alien sighting video, and they're like, this cunt loves aliens. And it's, I get all that shit now. And then, but Reels is like, and this is like the biggest tell is that if there's like Spanish speaking or Spanish music, then it's just some like smoke show Brazilian model. And like, so if the audio comes up, my partner's like, hey, listening to Spanish Reels? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just, you know, learning a new language.
Yeah, then her tits are like boinging along with
the music. Yeah. So, so we're still doing looking at the phones aspect of it. If there's something, you know, you want us to skip, we can just look at something else if you're not comfortable with any of those notes, camera roll, whatever. Should we get into it?
Yes, let's get into it.
All right, so we'll spin the wheel for me. We'll eventually, you'll pass your phone to the left. So Taco, you'll get mine. Capra, you'll eventually get Taco's, and I'll get Cap's. So do my phone first. Wheel is spinning, and like I said, we basically had 2 months off, so...
Man, that's sick that you have proper gambling noises on the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but now our Pavlovian response to hearing that is just tension. And like,
Someone's going to find out
really,
who
not anymore. It used to be really scary. Our souls are dead.
Yeah.
We're just like, who cares? Yeah, just take my phone.
So that landed on search history. All right.
Let's go through.
Yeah, Taco, you get my phone.
You go through Mike's search history.
Yeah.
So the fall of the House of Usher. Oh, that's a thing. Wait, Gold Star Gay. That's pretty funny. What's that?
Yeah.
You've looked this up before.
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've talked about Gold Star Gays before.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But yeah,
What's a Gold Star Gay?
I was like thinking about it as a bit that a Gold Star Gay comes from a joke on like Will and Grace, apparently 20 years ago, where a Gold Star Gay is a gay dude that has never slept with a woman, right? And the joke they make on the show is that a platinum gay was born via cesarean section, because then they never even touched a pussy. Right?
That's funny.
Yeah. So I don't know, like as a gag, I was just looking it up and I was like, oh, well, I guess technically a gag would be like, oh, well, I was a Gold Star gay until I was 26 or something. Or I'm a Gold Star straight because the only dick I've ever touched is my dad's.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of an angle because it's just such a funny way of framing sexuality that you're a Gold Star or you're a platinum because you've never, you know, touched the opposite sex. So then a Gold Star straight would be
because if you're a Gold Star gay, you've never had sex, not gay, but you have touched your mom's pussy. So the touching your dad's dick's pretty funny.
Yeah. So I'm a Gold Star.
And it was only when I was a baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would never do it as an adult. Yeah, I'm not crazy.
Yeah. I'm maybe funnier as an adult. I'm a Gold Star straight because I only touched my dad's dick. I mean, I was 32.
That's pretty funny. You're like, oh, what are you oaring at? Yeah. I was an adult.
Yeah.
That's not bad. So when you said Gold Star gay, I just thought of a gay sheriff.
He's like policing, like checking whether people are gay. Walking through the town, going like, "You better be gay."
He's got assless chaps on. Is that what you saw?
Oh, that's the scene. He comes in and he steps in, it's all menacing, and then the camera goes to behind him, and you can just see his asshole.
This is Wyatt
Earp. I'd love to be a Gold Star gay. That'd rule.
Yeah.
Just imagine just fully into it. That rules.
I'd love to commit to anything that much.
Yeah, it is commitment, truly.
This is a good one. Palestinian religion percentage.
Yeah.
Just really getting into it.
Man, is this so you wouldn't feel so bad? Oh, a few Catholics in Palestine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Not that bad.
That's a good question. Why did I look that up? I mean, I think just being inquisitive and wanting to know what percentage of Palestine was Muslim. And I think it's obviously like over 90%.
All right.
But yeah, there's no real angle on this one.
I didn't know that there were that many Muslims there. Yeah. I'm only just figuring out about him. My partner is telling me all about it, and we're researching and stuff, and just like how everyone's involved.
Yeah,
or in
like Lebanon, there's the Muslim terrorist group. What are they?
Hamas.
Yeah. And then there's the other terrorist group.
Yeah,
the Islamic State.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
they're all in on it.
Yeah,
like it's like a big.
It's like a whole.
It's
thing.
Like a big orgy of.
Yeah. So a gold star Muslim has never even seen another Jew.
Didn't touch pork or something like
that's true.
And then there's a chunk here of ones that the content's not that funny, but it's just funny that you search like keywords, you're just typing in full sentences. Like, why do some messages disappear on Instagram? Will there ever be a District 9 sequel? That's like how like old people talk to their phones.
There ever be a District 9 sequel? That from like questioning the percentage of a religion in Palestine. You know what? I'm tired of all this political talk. Will there be another District 9?
And there's a real like boyish like wonder of like, will there? Yeah. Google? Can you tell me if there will?
I could have just put in District 9 sequel.
Will
there ever be a District 9 sequel? You
were hoping there'd be a connection. Like Neil Blomkamp would see the Gaza Strip and be like, what are these prawns doing in the Gaza Strip?
Well, District 9, the whole movie is an allegory about the other and,
You should send him an idea.
Was it set in South Africa?
Yeah, South Africa. The whole thing's like an apartheid. But, it's I love the first movie.
Yeah, it was great.
And then,
it's a great movie.
So I was hoping because they set it up like there's going to be a sequel.
Right. It's funny because Elysium just was same movie, but crap.
Yeah, Elysium's not good. No. Chappie, one of the worst fucking films.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
Man, I want to go back and watch it because I remember laughing out loud openly at Hugh Jackman's character.
Oh, yeah.
As the bad guy, and he's like carrying a rugby ball and shit.
Yeah.
Like laughable.
Yeah.
Like, how could Hugh Jackman be acting in that and not laughing his fucking ass off? Like, it was so
and
funny.
And Die Antwoord, or like they're in a different movie, basically.
Right. Yeah.
And then I talked to a good friend, Ben Knight, the other day, and somehow Chappie came up, and he let me know like he loves Chappie, and immediately I lost all respect for the man. Like, he's like, man, Chappie rules.
He must have been
Chappie from Die Antwoord. Is that a Die Antwoord?
They're in the movie.
Okay,
Chappie.
Okay.
I must have heard him then because I took a photo of the real life Chappie prop and said one of the worst movies ever made.
The last one that I just G Love Corner Hotel.
Yeah.
I love G Love and Special Sauce.
Let's go.
Planet of the Corner.
Yeah.
Dude, 100%.
Man, it's I think November 26th.
Oh, done. Let's like do it. Hard done. Yeah.
Great.
That album, the self-titled album, is like one of my favorite albums ever.
Oh, it's classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Man, I'll go 100%.
I think it's a Sunday night, so I don't know.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. G-Love, Corner Hotel.
I want to Google that and put it in a fucking tab so that I don't forget.
Yeah.
Gotta get cold beverage. I need some leverage. Yeah, man.
Dude, that's he. Before I knew G-Love was a white dude, I was like, this is just like a bluesy, cool black guy.
And then it's just like the yokelest dude ever.
And then it's just like, just some white dude just doing, what a long standing history of co-opting black culture, the Elvis style. And just, doing it better. No. all right, Capper, in your phone, Taco will be looking at
the
music. There's the
Am
music
I looking
there.
At both of your phones?
Oh, no, sorry.
Kappa's going.
Kappa to me.
Yeah.
Right. And we got the ad popping up. That is camera roll for Kappa.
Camera roll, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you got?
All right.
So there's been a lot of travel recently. Love a selfie. He loves a selfie.
I was trying to do a promo in your shirt that you gave me.
Oh, yeah.
You're wearing KC on it.
Does it fit?
Yeah, it fits pretty good.
That's good. I got him a Kansas City shirt. Like, I'm,
nice. Yeah, is that what you're wearing right there?
I'm partial. KC
barbecue.
This is, I love this shirt because it's just promoting a food style.
Oh, sick. It's not a particular place. Yeah. No. That's dope.
Yeah, it's just in general Kansas City barbecue.
It looks sick. It's a nice shirt.
What's the barbecue like in Kansas City? It's good.
It's the best.
Which one do I go to?
Whatever.
Just go to Kansas and ask for barbecue.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all.
Asking for barbecue at the tourist information center.
Is it different to Texas barbecue? Is Kansas in the south?
Midwest. So it's like right in the middle of the country.
All right.
It is different to Texas barbecue. And then the East Coast has a whole different thing. Yep. We can get into it. It's more of a vinegar-based sauce. But Cap, there's just a ton of travel stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, obviously, you were in Japan. Then you went to New Zealand. You left your partner on your honeymoon to go do a gig.
Nice.
Yes. Whereabouts? Yeah, on her birthday too.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you think you're going to get divorced?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're talking divorce?
It's a long road to divorce.
Yeah, and it starts now. Yeah.
No, I felt bad because, we're on our honeymoon, but we'd finished it.
Yeah.
But I then flew on a plane to New Zealand and I had to support Tim Dillon, which was cool. But then they put me in this really sweet hotel, like probably the best hotel I've ever stayed in for 2 nights.
Wow.
And she just had to go home and carry our heavy suitcase on her birthday.
That's awesome. I love that you say, like, the honeymoon's over. I'm still traveling. But this, you and me, we're done.
I'm
still going wild, baby.
Yeah. Happy birthday. What a honeymoon. I'm out.
Yeah. Peace.
Speaking of cultural appropriation, here's Capper in a kimono.
Oh, yeah, beautiful, man.
That's actually...
Doing the eyes, too, in the photo. Yeah, he's doing
And what's it called, that outfit?
That's a yakata.
A yakata.
Yeah. We stayed in this craziest resort. Like, it was... there in Japan, when you go to these resorts, the onsen ones, with the hot pools, you walk straight to your room... You know, they're crazy about shoes. You put your shoes in this shelf, walk straight to your room, they give you a yakata, and you just wear that around the resort.
Wow.
And then you just go in the onsens and then just put that on, eat in that.
So whatever. You just cruise around everywhere with that thing?
Yeah. And we're in this resort, and I reckon we didn't see one person the whole time till the next day. And it was huge. And it was like really old 70s style resort. Like, there's some photos of it there.
Yeah.
And it felt like The Shining.
Really?
Like, we were just walking around this, like, basically abandoned resort, and it had a games room and all these, like, video games and stuff.
Great.
And then the lady said, like, it was fully traditional. She was in the kimono. But I didn't know what to call what the women wear on their back.
Uh-huh.
So I just called it a backpack.
What is it?
I said to my wife, I'm like, oh, that lady's outfit was so cool with the backpack, and then she just cracked up laughing. She knew the name.
What? Oh, there's like a special thing.
Yeah, the name, and I'm like, I just called it the backpack.
Yeah.
And then we went to the restaurant. We're like, is there going to be anyone at this restaurant? Is there going to be ghosts or some shit? And then there were people working there, and they just put us in this room and gave us like three banquets each, basically. Like, they gave us a banquet, and then they would just pull the dishes off, and then they just put more stuff there.
Right.
And it was incredible. And we just had our own onsen.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it was
sick.
Fucking insane.
And was this in... why was it so empty? Was it in the city? Was it out somewhere?
It was way out in this fishing village.
Oh, but dude.
I had a mate who... I put it up on an Instagram story, and he's like, man, I lived in Japan and every one of these resorts feels abandoned. Like...
Wow. Right.
We went to one the night before and there was a lot more people there, but it felt like a school camp.
Yeah.
Like, you wore your yakata, but you had to go up with a tray to the fucking thing and... It was really funny because they had a male onsen, female onsen, and then they had an outdoor one.
Right.
And they gave you a little towel to wear across. And for the women, they gave them like a separate kimono that you could wear in the outdoor one, right? Yeah. So it's so funny. My wife goes, I'll meet you in the outdoor one. And so I wash myself, go in the outdoor one, and there is... my wife and two Spanish women completely naked. and my wife's like incredibly shy, so shy.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything like that. And I'm like, why are you fucking naked? Yeah. And she's like, well, the two Spanish ladies did it, so I just did it. I'm like, they're from Spain.
Yeah.
They're fucking nude in the street.
They just do that shit.
She just, like, she's so gullible, like, the two other women did it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking my luck, right? It was a mum and daughter.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, the daughter had covered up. The mum's still nude.
Dude.
So I got to look at my wife and the nude mum.
Damn, anyway,
still
bro.
Had a pretty tidy rig.
Oh, yeah. So did you get naked as well?
No, I did not get naked. Come there was like on, a dude. Old man in there and shit just yeah, looking at my
wife.
Yeah,
that was you, cunt. You were the old man.
Well, it's still more Japan photos. You went to a shit museum. It's a literal museum dedicated to big shits.
Yeah, nice. Right? Yeah.
But like the cartoony emoji shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so what
it was a waste of $25, but I just wanted to see weird shit in Japan. So I dragged my poor wife out to this, like, do you notice that you probably have these in the States, man, or you probably, you know, we've all traveled the world.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Japan. I'm obsessed with the people. The culture is incredible. The food's incredible. The people, incredible. But then I was like, oh, babe, we got to go out to this shit museum. Catch a monorail out there, right? Yeah. And that was beautiful. But when you got to go somewhere on a monorail,
yeah,
you know you're going to the fucked touristy part of town, where there is the worst Docklands-style shopping center you've ever seen.
Like the monorail is the
boring people ever. Yes. Everything's expensive.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, there are boring pricks in Japan as well.
Oh, of course.
And it was even more of a slap in the face because we have no culture here.
Yeah.
But sometimes you go to DFOs to buy a new pair of shoes or something.
Yeah.
They've got all the options in the world, 10 times cheaper, and they still have a boring shit place.
Just the same as a DFO.
And so dirty. Like, and so lifeless. Everyone out there, there's heaps of Westerners out there. Everyone hated
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was fucked.
But still also Japanese people out there who were just like that as well.
Well, yeah.
Trudging around, looking at the floor.
We went to this crazy, like, interactive museum, right, where you got to take your shoes off and you walk through water and shit. My wife hated it. She's like a Japanese person, hates feed stuff.
Yeah.
And you just share in water with all these fucking tourists. It's like your worst nightmare.
Man. Yeah. Disgusting.
Working on wet carpet and stuff. Just like, and Westerners are the most terrible people ever. Like Japan, they give you signs, and there's this ramen place right next to the museum. And it just says, put your tray here. Every single person fucks it up.
Oh, yes.
And the Japanese people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And they're just angry. The first angry people I've ever seen in Japan. Like,
really?
Put your tray over there.
Yeah.
Put your fucking tray over there. Like, we're like, duh,
duh. People just can't do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's shit everywhere. It's fucking, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, real.
Man, I went to a penis museum a few months ago in Reykjavik in Iceland. They have a museum.
Well, you went to an open mic?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. And I was the biggest one there. No, the Phallological Museum in Reykjavik. Yeah, guys just like collected dicks from all over the animal kingdom. They're all like pickled in jars and stuff. I stood next to the penis of, it's the biggest penis in the animal kingdom. It's a sperm whale. It's as big as me.
Yeah.
I got a photo next to this fucking big cock.
Yeah.
There's also an info sheet about the guy with the biggest cock ever recorded. Ooh. And he's like pledged to donate his dick to the museum after he dies.
Fuck.
It's probably like hundreds of dicks. All different dicks, different animals.
All right, well, let's go top five pickled dicks.
Top five pickled dicks. It's got to be the the sperm whale.
That one's fascinating.
That
right?
one was sick. There was one, this isn't pickled, but there was some whips there that they make in Spain of bull dicks that they stretch out and then twist around and then they like put resin on them and they use them as whips to whip other bulls.
Oh, my God. Imagine the indignity. Damn. Yeah, yeah. That's your life. You're getting fucking whipped with your buddy's dick.
Yeah, your buddy died and he's just like...
And plus the dick's bigger than yours.
Yeah. It'll stretch. And it's like twisted around like one of those, like a lolly or something.
Yeah.
It's like a big long whip. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Humans are so cool.
Yeah, man. We fuck. Dude, that's complete domination over a species, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing left after that.
Yeah.
Other than you put it in the bull's mouth. Suck it.
All right, so everyone visit the Dick Museum, and then also, you know, the Shit Museum, probably not worth going to.
No.
I also, addendum to that Dick Museum story, when I got to Iceland, the airline lost my bags, and I got them back 2 weeks later, but in the meantime, they had to pay for me to get all new clothes.
Yeah.
So I bought a T-shirt from the Penis Museum, and AirAsia footed the bill.
Right.
For that, which is sick. So I have a T-shirt that's got a big dick on it that says Icelandic Phallological Museum that was paid for by an airline. Pretty sick.
My wife wouldn't let me go to the luggage museum, which was near our house.
Yeah.
In Japan, they had a luggage museum. I'm like, come on, let's go and be fun. Yeah. She's like, we're not going to the luggage museum.
That sounds pretty sick. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's see what we're going through in Taco's phone. So I think it's me. I still have to go through. No, I just went through Capper's.
Capper
goes through Taco's phone. Spinning the wheel one last time for this ep. Capper, in Taco's phone, it is camera roll again.
Camera roll, baby. All right. You're going to get a lot of pictures of my little tiny pecker.
It's a fucking dick museum in there.
There we go. Come on.
Yes. What do we got here? You've got, okay, a blue car. I guess you rented that car.
Yeah, that's from Car Next Door.
Oh, yeah. Then you've got a backyard where people are lighting a fire.
Got a fire drum. Oh yeah, that was sick. That was a couple of weekends ago. My mate moved to a place in Kew. Oh, actually, this is funny. My mate moved to a place in Kew. I don't know if you've ever been around Kew. Some of the nicest houses, but these guys have found like the one share house vibe house in Kew.
Right.
These are like, fuck man, these are good mates, but they're just grubs, you know?
Yeah,
funny. Like, and it was sick. It was one of their birthdays and they were just moving in. So I was like, I was on the way there and I was like, I should get him a gift. So I went into the Salvos just thinking I'll find something in here. Yeah. And I found a bunch of commemorative spoons. And so I was like, I'll get one for each housemate. So there was one that was like from Q. So I was like, that's good. And then another one. And I found a spoon that's a big hand with a little hand like inside it. That's the image. And then on the top it says helping hands, mentally retarded children.
Right.
Yeah. So I gave him that spoon as a housewarming gift.
Nice.
It's like from the 70s and it was called mentally retarded.
Oh, dude,
children.
It was still totally acceptable then. Someone pointed out that it used to be like, they used to say mongoloid, right?
Yes.
And then mongoloid became offensive and then it was mentally retarded. And then obviously that's offensive now. And so it's just down the track.
Yeah, the offense treadmill, I think they call it.
Yeah, it's going to be done. So whatever we say now.
Yeah. But I kind of felt like when I was buying it, I felt a little bit of shame because I was like, is this lady going to look at it and know that I'm like, that I think that's funny?
Yeah. you giggling when you brought it up to the counter. Look at this.
But what I did was because I don't know everyone at the party, so I didn't know what kind of company I was walking into.
Yeah.
So I bought them four separate spoons, one for each, and then I gave him that one under the table. Oh. I was like, here's the real one. But he showed everyone. He was like, nah, that's sick. Like, But we had a fire at the place, so that was what that was.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. Yeah, just a heap of Edinburgh stuff here. I mean, I know that's a deep cut, just going back.
Yeah, you're going way back, huh?
You're at the footy.
Oh,
I had the soccer.
At the Hibs game. Yeah, man. That was fucking awesome. Oh, we went to, it was like me, Luca, Pete, Ty Gray, Lewis Garnham. We went to Hibernian versus some Swiss team called Luzerne in the UEFA Conference League. And there's an Australian player for Hibs called Martin Doyle, I think is his name. And he's like, he's like in his 30s. He's like a pretty senior player. Anyway, it was the sickest game. We won 3-1. There was a big fight in the middle.
Yeah.
And Martin Doyle stole somehow one of the ref's yellow cards and showed it to the opposition player.
Nice.
And there's this sick photo of that that was on The Guardian. It's the best fucking photo.
Martin Doyle.
Yeah, Doyle I think rules. It's Doyle. Yeah. Something like that. Or it's either Boyle or Doyle. I can't remember. But he's a badass.
Yeah. Man, it's pretty. This is just like, isn't a funny photo, but it's kind of funny to me because you've taken a photo of a backpack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's my new bag.
Yeah. You've taken four photos of it, one of it open. One of the straps on the back.
He's proud.
I was showing it to someone. Yeah.
This is a man that would kill to go to the luggage museum.
Yeah, dude.
But then the funniest one is when you've just taken a photo of just your fucking hairy foot in the
Show it to the camera.
I think I retook because I realized my foot was in there. And I don't want to get featured on Feedy McFeedface
again.
Man,
that is so funny. It's just, it looks like this was the last time my bag was seen before Bigfoot took it.
Yeah, what do you got in that bag, mate? Your fucking socks.
Well, the Neanderthal man stole my bag.
So wait, you legit thought it would end up on some foot fetish?
No. I think I was sending it to a lady, and I took it like that because I was sitting down, and then I was like, "Shit, I need to see my foot." So I retook it.
Yeah. Sending her backpack. Hey, babe. This is my backpack open. This is it closed.
I was excited for the new bag.
This is my foot.
Don't make me get emotional and defensive about my bag. I'll do it.
Just the tip of your knob is in the next one.
Now that's a move. That's good shit, man.
Check out my backpack.
Yeah. Like a little... That's actually a sick way to do a dick pic.
Dude, like, we're not really doing hex anymore. Like, yeah. I don't have anything lined up. And, like, just the new version of the pod as we just go through phones.
You've gotten older. You've realized, you know, the friendships are not to be sabotaged.
Well, that's it. And then also, things. Like, two men in their 40s sending pictures of Shrek with tits.
To, like, people they knew 15 years ago.
Yeah. It's kind of run its course, I think. Yeah.
Guys, is there a way, because I do have a hack that's not that bad,
uh-huh.
but it's just very funny.
Okay.
Is there a way that one of us have to do it? Like scissors, paper, rock or something? What's the thing with... How does...
And you don't want to say the hack before...
I don't want to say the hack.
We decide.
Uh-huh. I guess we roll the dice and then the person with the lowest number, does that work?
That does work.
Okay, so I do have the dice still from the previous versions of the pod. So, okay, I'll roll the dice first. Oh, six.
Fuck.
The lowest number.
Yeah, that was cheating because you threw it like this. You went...
Throw it... There, like that's your roll. Six.
Oh,
six. Well.
Oh, fuck.
No, but the taco roll.
This sucks, man.
Oh, shit. Out of the coffee cup,
two. What the fuck, man? All right, what's your fucking hack, cunt? You re-dice.
Yeah.
That was real good. He goes, you threw it like this, and then threw him six again.
Yeah, he threw six. Yeah. I didn't throw it like that because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, man, you know how you can just do a story on Instagram, and it's just got text with like a colored background.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just thought in big letters, life isn't fair, and then the
and then a tear.
Yeah, then a tear.
Oh my god, I hate that. No.
There's comics who post that shit earnestly.
Fuck, I don't want to.
You don't have to do shit if you don't want to.
You don't have to do it.
But if you do, like, just put it up so we can screenshot it and then, yeah, we'll see.
Oh,
life isn't fair, and then the emoji, crying emoji?
Yeah, crying emoji.
Okay.
Oh.
It's not that bad. You've done worse in the past.
Maybe I have, but that just feels so, like,
gross.
Just cry, baby. Yeah. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, I'll do it.
Life isn't fair.
Life isn't fair.
Crying emoji.
Yeah.
On a black background.
Oh, what I'm scared about is that, what people are going to say, you know?
Well, that's the thing. You'll get DMs from people going, what's up,
babe,
man?
Babe, you okay?
Yeah.
And then, like...
Just have it up for, like, 5 minutes. We usually do the half hour.
Yeah,
just,
half hour,
No, don't. Came all the way out here. We're not going to ruin his life.
First of all, my mum's going to message me.
Mom's on Instagram following?
Oh, dude, absolutely. And she's so quick on the, like, whenever I post... anything like a bit off color, she's like, just checking, I'm just your mom, just checking to see if you're okay.
All right, show us.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Show it to them. Make sure the camera can see.
Yuck-a-doodle doo, man. That's fucking gross. I gotta center it.
That's good.
Oh man.
So maybe this is a way forward. We do the dice, lowest number does a hack.
Yeah.
Why and not? Does something toy like that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, great job. Well, at least you'll get a few.
Thank you so much for coming on, mate. Pod.
Thank you for having
me.
Now,
you had a good podcast. You still doing it?
Yeah, sitting under a tree, mate. 6 years and counting. We're sitting on 70 listeners.
Ooh.
Probably in the time since I first guested on this podcast, we've got another 20 in that like 3 or 4 year period. So we're slowly ticking up.
We've definitely had listeners from this. There's one guy in Perth I know who sent me a message and said he started listening to yours and he loves it.
Oh,
off the back of hearing you on here. So, sick. Like, any other listeners, make sure you get across it.
You know what? I've just decided to, like, just let myself be honest about what it is. It's literally my diary. I just do a diary once a week for 40 minutes by myself.
Yeah. I listen every now and then.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll either turn it off if you've had a good day, like a good time. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
And then there's sometimes where you're like, this gig was run so shit. And I said to this, and this person was, I'm like, like, I think one time I went to a gig or somewhere else, I was like, I wonder if this is the one. You know, so funny, man. Great.
Yeah, I've definitely got myself in hot water in previous times by being very open about, like, fuck this person, this fucking idiot, or, you know.
Are you naming names on there?
No. I used to. I don't anymore. Yeah. And I try not to reveal specifics about my private life anymore. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I remember once a few years ago I emceed a speed dating thing in Perth.
Yeah.
And one of the people who was, like, the pool for the speed dating event was, there was someone from, like, MAFS or whatever, one of those shows, was, like, a contestant, was there.
Yeah.
And on my podcast after the event, I was just like, this person's a fucking idiot, man. How dumb is she? And then she messaged me, like, a few days later, and I'm such a coward. I saw the start of the message, realized what it was going to be about, and just blocked.
That's great.
Not engaging. I'm just a fucking pussy.
Oh, man. That's so good.
Thanks so much for coming on. We have the Patreon cooking at the moment, 2 bonus episodes a month, and we'll get more up on there very shortly. Doing a Q&A with the Patreon subscribers at the moment, so get across that. And then, I don't know when this is out, Sunny Coast Festival might be happening the week that this episode comes out.
Yes,
so, yeah, get along to that if you're
come along to that
in Queensland. And then, I don't know, just gigs and shit.
I'm doing Sydney Comedy Festival showcase soon, in mid-November. I don't know where it's going.
I might be on that with you.
I think so. What, around the 16th or the 17th?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh, it's us, dude.
Oh, man, that's going to be great.
Nice. Oh, yes. And I think that's it.
I'm running a gig. I mean, this will come out after, but I'm going to start running I'm running one tomorrow, and I want to start running it regularly. I think I've got a venue starting January. It's called Throwing Shit at the Wall.
Yeah,
right.
Comics doing, like, I'll get you guys on. It'll be, like, experience acts, 3 or 4 people doing 15s, and a couple new acts doing 5s, and I think I'm going to run it monthly.
Great.
Right,
yeah,
man.
So go on my website.
Sounds like Comedy, a real penis museum.
Check those out. Yeah, dude. Yeah. A lot of big dicks in there.
Do you really want to call it Throwing Shit at the Wall when you have Penis Museum sitting right there?
Penis Museum would actually be, and then I have an excuse to not book any women.
Thanks so much, Taco. Another killer app, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Hacks.